Go to www.getzonealarm.com now. That's getzonealarm.com.
Copays and deductibles apply.
This is a public warning to anyone needing to regularly reuse urinary catheters. This practice can lead to severe complications, including bacterial infections, sepsis, prolonged hospitalization, and mortality. It is therefore highly recommended that anyone needing a urinary catheter try a free sample of a revolutionary new disposable catheter, specially designed to be more comfortable and significantly reduce the risks of infection. To try a free sample, simply call 1-800-400-9430. After recent policy changes, Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these disposable catheters per month. The Medical Direct Club will handle all the paperwork with your doctor and discreetly deliver them free to your door. Again, this is a public warning. Regular reuse of urinary catheters can lead to severe bacterial complications. It is highly recommended that anyone needing urinary catheters should call now to try a free sample of a new disposable catheter that significantly reduces the risks of infection. For your free sample, call 1-800-400-9430. That's 1-800-400-9430.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Hey, Tim, you got that number?
811.
811? No, the one I have to call before I dig.
Yeah, 811.
No, the number I got to call so they can check for pipelines and stuff.
811.
811.
811.
Missouri One Call can be reached simply by dialing 811. It's that easy. Whether working at home or on the job, call 811 before beginning any digging project to have underground utilities located. A message from Missouri's natural gas operators and the Missouri Public Service Commission. Learn more at mosafegas.com.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors, a family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house. 314-822-7100.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and
there's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat
and we will give a chit, and we think you'll get lots of
good bone health.
Oh yeah, so you gotta have that.
We're very important.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 1st. Edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. I know you know the number, but we'll do it anyway. 314, here's the important part, 878-9999. American Equity Mortgage, not to be confused with anybody else. A lot of copycats, a lot of wannabes. If you own a home, wow, was that a smart thing you did when you took that mortgage? Because now you have borrowing power. We're going to talk about how to use it after we do this segment, which we call,
hey,
a round of introductions, because that's exactly what it is. Here's how it works. Let's start with our control board operator. He is Eon the Peon. He makes great lasagna. He proved it today when he brought it in. Delicious, and thank you for not bringing a whole lot of it in, you cheapskate.
I was thinking of you guys.
He brings in like three little squares of lasagna for four people.
He must be
trying enough
to
for
tell
everybody
us
to have like one spoonful,
just a taste test.
No, I'm actually glad you did, because I am really I'm going to make a serious effort here to not be so fat. So thank you, because if you brought in more, I would have eaten it all. But I'm going to tell you, it was really good lasagna.
Thank you.
You could have your own restaurant, and I think you should. Not really, seriously, I think you should
right now
out of radio
right now.
And leave this show and go in the restaurant business. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current advisor, why wouldn't you get a second opinion with Mark and Jason? For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You heard the Wood Report earlier. If you didn't, well, too bad for you. Now you have to wait another week Here's the lady who brought it to you, and we'll do it again next week. Tina Dalpia, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez. He is so giddy.
Oh, he's...
Charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horse is fine, Dan.
You going to bring it in tomorrow?
What?
Rat boy says he's gonna bring. What kind of lasagna?
Cheese.
Cheese lasagna. Well, I've heard of that.
There was a bunch of cheese in there.
That can be good. Yeah, this had a lot of cheese in it. You'd like your rat boy. If he'd have brought enough for everybody to have some, you could have had some. And how about it for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah! Oh, yeah! Woo. Oh, yeah! Yeah! There's a book written many, many years ago called Passages. Tina, you're a book reader. You're familiar with that book? Passages. It's about life and decades of as you go through life, your 20s, your 30s. It was called Passages. And the only reason I mention it, and it came into my head as I was thinking a while ago, when I was thinking about mortgages, the American Equity Mortgage, when you are young and you get your first house, and some people don't get their first house till they're a little older, but usually 20s, 30s, you try to get a house. And you only really are thinking about one thing, and that is, we have our own house. And whatever lot it sits on, we have a quarter acre, an acre, half acre, whatever it is. And you really don't go into it thinking that you're buying or owning great borrowing power. You don't think about that. It's not until much later that somebody calls to your attention that the fact that you're a homeowner enables you to borrow money at a rate that other people can't borrow money. It's mortgage rates, current mortgage rates. Now, a few years ago, in fact, not that many years ago, that was a rate of 8%, 10%. Now it's 4 and 5%, in the threes in some cases. It's ridiculously low. So if you're a homeowner, the smart thing to do is get rid of bad debt. Bad debt would be like credit cards. That's bad debt. That's a loan, by the way. When you use a credit card, you're just borrowing money. That's all you're doing. You can pay it back all at once right away when the bill comes, or you can string it out. And they make that real easy. They do those minimum payments. That is a dumb thing to do. You only do that if you have no other choice. If you're a homeowner, you have another choice. You let American Equity Mortgage pay the entire balance of those credit cards. And then you pay them back. It's lumped into your house payment. Probably going to be all tax deductible anyway because it's interest, and everybody wins. They'll give you all the details when you call them, and I hope you do. And there are other things they can tell you about, too, other smart things that you can do. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage. I received this morning an email in the form of a complaint about Peon.
Oh.
Eon.
That's right.
After he made us lasagna?
After he brought lasagna, but I have to do it. It's from Greg. I don't want to give the last name because Peon will go over and beat him up. It says, most important, thank you for all the laughs. That's how it starts.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
I listen every day online. And you make my last 2 hours at work enjoyable. Co-workers wonder about me since they cannot see my headphones, and I just burst out laughing.
So great so far.
For those loser co-workers who don't listen. Hmm. I do find it annoying when Peon butts in on guests' conversations. A good example was yesterday when Jose was on, and Peon answered the questions posed to Jose. Occasionally would be fine, but it's constantly... Perhaps you could come up with a segment that he could do on his own.
Ask
Thanks
Peon.
Again. Oh, and I'm sorry, it's from Ann. You know how sometimes you'll have an email address?
Oh, they share it with...
They share it with spouses. So it's Ann who wrote the email. Ann is not happy with you, and she thinks you butt in.
Mr. Buttinsky.
Sorry, I'm so smart.
Peon Buttinsky.
Won't share my knowledge anymore.
Well, the good news is she thinks you should have your own segment. Like Tina has the Wood Report, you might want to think, like a cooking segment.
There we go.
Hey.
Or a travel segment. You and Angela, you find all these places. And you may have come up with a very good idea here. Speaking of good ideas, I used one of these the other night. Among the world's great inventions, and we talked about the plastic ice cube trays,
right,
all the years of metal and the lever, and then all of a sudden, pop them right out of plastic. How about the zip tie?
Oh.
Is that not the greatest?
And for those plastic zip ties
yes.
that you lock yeah. in and they can't go back
yes.
out? Yeah, those
they
are
use
great.
Them, they actually use them for handcuffs.
Yeah, now they use them for handcuffs, yeah.
And once you slide that those notches,
boy,
you cannot back it out. You cannot
you cut it,
open.
Yeah. Yeah,
what do you use them for?
Wrap wires with, okay. or you can bundle.
Mainly it's wires.
You can use them for all kinds of things.
Do you use them often?
No, we don't use them often, but we used one the other day. I'll tell you what we used it for. We had a suitcase, and it had a leather loop, so you could grab the loop and unzip it. You didn't have to get the little zipper tab, and the loop came off. So we put a zip tie on the zipper tab, and now you just put your finger through the loop and unzip it and open it up. I mean, just little stuff like that. Or it's also good if you want to put a tag, like a baggage tag on something, use a zip tie to put it on.
Oh, everybody uses it for that plastic fencing or anything to...
I used it in my yard for... I have plastic fencing behind a key...
That's another great example. And it's tough plastic. You can't pull it apart. You can't break it. You got to cut it loose. So whoever invented, I think Zip or Zeppa invented the zip.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, thank you, Zip. About that. Keon, I'm just going to throw away the complaint.
Yeah.
It's, well, I don't want you to worry about it. It's one complaint.
That's all right, Ann. I'll just keep all my knowledge to myself.
I'm sure she doesn't speak for others. I'm going to share this story with you only because another example of a story that I did not see on the mainstream news should have been a lead story, but it wasn't. And you know why it wasn't? Because it was about a law-abiding citizen carrying a gun. Ooh, a horrible gun. Listen to this. Last week, Salt Lake City, apparently they have a chain of stores there, or some stores that are part of this chain called Smith's. I think it's a hardware store, but we don't have them here. Smith's stores. But this was at a Smith's store in Salt Lake City. A guy in the store bought a knife, a big knife. He checks out, pays for it, and then turns around and just starts stabbing people in the store.
Whoa.
He stabbed a customer in the head, stabbed another customer in the stomach, and as he's about to continue stabbing everybody around him, a customer in the store who had a handgun, a concealed carry permit, pulled the gun, pointed it at him and said, "If you don't put that knife down, I'm going to shoot you. I will kill you." And he dropped the knife, and the customers in the store jumped him.
Nice.
The cops came. They took him away. No more stabbings, thanks to a gun-carrying customer.
Did he kill any of the people that he stabbed?
No, they all survived.
Wow.
But they said there was blood everywhere. This guy, people are bleeding. I mean, it was a horrible sight until the customer with the gun said, "Drop it or you're dead."
Mm.
Why wasn't that on the big-time headline?
I don't know.
No, I'll never understand that. I'll never understand
Mm-mm.
But boy, let one lunatic with a gun do anything, and it's all over the news. I'll never quite figure that out.
Back to the having my own segment. I had a friend text me, Brandon. He said maybe a breast report, since
that's a good idea.
We were looking at a video earlier today that
keeping abreast with Pian.
Yes, keeping abreast. A lovely new video Kate Upton put out where she's dancing in a bikini. Tina was showing us earlier.
You could tell
people point out where to find
what video sites are the latest greatest breast sites.
Yeah, and I'll keep them clothed.
Well,
no pornography. Just
good.
Just nice shaking.
Keeping abreast with Peon.
Shaking
like
tatas
that.
And big juggalos
like
bouncing
that.
Around.
You could come up with some theme music or something.
Yeah,
you know this is worth working on.
Yeah,
I like it. Thanks again to Steve, who yesterday allowed me to finally get some sleep because I was losing sleep over this trivia night, May 19th, Window World for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Steve has now come up with $1,100 as a bid. We'd love to have more. We're going to get more. I'm going to be tough on this. I want more. Steve, I appreciate the $1,100. Let's shake some more loose from anybody out there who has $1,200, $1,300, $1,400, $1,500. May 19th, trivia night. Our table. You and a guest. We need your money. It's a good cause. Let's go. I watched a news story, and at the same time I'm reacting to it, my wife is in the room reacting, but with a totally different reaction. And the reporter said this, that whenever Kate Middleton, you know, that's that Williams one,
mm-hmm.
whenever she is shown wearing anything that's available to the public, within a few hours, all the stores that sell it are sold out.
Wow.
And I heard that, and I just went something like, how ridiculous. And my wife says, oh, I can see that. She got it. She understood why women would run out to...
Well, the sad part is I get it, too. But
first of all, ladies,
I don't know why,
what I don't... I have never, ever watched TV and let's say, a movie star, a man...
George Clooney wears a new sweater
anybody,
or something. Or
I've never run out to see if I could buy what they were wearing, ever. I don't even know what they're wearing or paying attention to it. But Kate, who doesn't even live in this country, Kate, you know, what's her name, Princess Middleton, can wear it, and stores are sold out within hours.
Hmm.
There again, the difference between men and women.
Yes, there's a big difference.
You may want to make a note of this, because I got a feeling this is going to be very funny. It's the Comedy Awards on Comedy Central, May 6th. What would that be? This, what, Saturday night or something? Was the day the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th? When is
May 6th is Sunday.
Comedy Central, Comedy Awards, they're going to honor or roast or something. It's not a roast, but they're going to...
It's an awards show, I think.
They're going to present the big comedy stand-ups. Awards to Don Rickles and Robin Williams. It has to be hilarious.
Yeah, and I saw they're going to do an extra a pregame kind of thing with Zach Galifianakis. He does a really funny segment on that Funny or Die website.
Right.
It's called Between Two Ferns, where he interviews celebrities. There's going to be that right before the show, I think. So
I tried not to like him.
Oh,
he's funny.
He's one of my favorites, yeah.
There's a guy named Clive Palmer. He is a billionaire. He lives in Australia. He's worth over $5 billion. He has already put the wheels in motion. He's rebuilding the Titanic. It's going to be Titanic 2, and it will be exactly like the original Titanic, except...
With the giant hole in it.
It'll have... No, no, it's not built with a hole in it.
More lifeboats.
It'll have... No, it'll have... the hull will be state-of-the-art. Instead of rivets, it'll be welded. He's going to have state-of-the-art navigation. In other words, it'll look exactly, and it'll be the same number of passengers, the cabins duplicated, just with today's technology. And then, this is the part I can't believe... the target date to sail from England to New York, or whatever the route of the Titanic was, it could take the same trip at the same time, 2016. How can you build a ship like that in 4 years? That just seems awfully fast to me.
I saw one of those shows on, I can't remember if it was Discovery Channel or something, where they went into and showed where they built the ships.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's incredible.
And I guess, look, you can put major... Vegas can put a huge mega hotel and casino up in 18 months. I guess you can build a ship in 4 years. I watched an interview last night with Scott Thorson. Who here can tell me who Scott Thorson is?
I don't know.
This was Liberace's lover. Ooh. This is the guy that Liberace left everything to when he died.
He's still around?
He's still around. He was discovered... or I don't know what you'd call it, targeted by Liberace when he was 16 years old.
I'm guessing he was the man in the relationship.
Well, here's what's interesting. Thorson claims he wasn't gay, but that he pleasured and had gay relations with Liberace to please him, because he wanted to please him, but he wasn't gay.
Oh, I understand.
But he had sex with Liberace and lived with him. And he said, I wanted to please him, but I really wasn't gay.
You think about it.
Right.
Liberace was real close to a woman, so essentially that's...
Yeah. Now, this is what blew me away. Scott Thorson, in this interview last night, I had read this, but I actually heard him say it. The interview said, is it true that Liberace paid for your plastic surgery to have you made look like him? And he said, yes. He told the doctor, make him look like my son.
My son.
And if you see Scott Thorson,
he
looks like Liberace. He just had the chin implant taken out, with the chin implant, he really looked like Liberace. So he's had that removed. That's about the only thing he could undo.
Wow.
How sick is this guy, Liberace, who is having sex, but he wants the guy he's having sex with to look like his son?
I want this boy to look like my son.
And that's how he talks. That's a pretty good impression.
Well, when you think about it, sex with yourself isn't all that disgusting.
Yeah.
You ought to be used to it by now.
Scott made
me
Thor.
Well, he is. He's married.
Scott made me Thor some.
I can see what you did there.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm looking. Look, I'm looking forward to this, but I'm really not. Michael Douglas. For this HBO movie is playing Liberace. Matt Damon is playing Scott Thorson. And they do make out in the movie.
Oh.
I don't
really?
Know.
Oh,
yeah, man, no. They make out in the movie. Oh. So brace yourselves.
Well, maybe there's no tongue.
Couple.
No probably tongue? Yeah.
10 million apiece, maybe, I guess.
How sick is that?
For HBO.
Man, try to make this boy look. I can't do a damn. Say, make him look like my son.
Make him look like my son.
That's exactly
right. I wish my brother George was here.
One of our listeners, Anne, you actually met Anne. She was in here one day, and she sends me this email, Anne Gray, and she says, Frank, I'm at a meeting with a middle school principal regarding kids and phone/internet/iPod usage at school. My son, a sixth grader, came home last week wanting to download this song because his friend played it at recess. I said, sure, but Mom has got to see the lyrics first. This is a good mom. She says, well, holy crap. This is what she tried. She says, I'm just wondering what your opinion of this is or your listeners regarding kids having internet access on their phones at school. This song was on my son's friend's iPod. I don't want to take away a kid's right to music, but imagine the stuff kids can look up and download. I just don't know. This concerns me. She says, anyway, here it is. It's a song by Drake. Now, I don't know who Drake is. You do, Peon.
Yeah, I've heard of the name. Yeah, I couldn't tell you a song.
Folks, here's what some people call music. I'm the effing man. But, of course, it's the F word.
Oh, that's not bad so far.
Y'all don't get it, do ya? Type of money. Everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown. New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm a Ventura. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami, too. Clubbing hard, effing women. There ain't much to do. Wrist bling, got a condo up in Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thang. Ain't SH changed. SH is the SH.
You know
word.
What getting brain is.
Yeah. What is getting brain?
Oh, yeah. Come
on. Is that like a head reference?
Well, yes.
Brain.
How you feel, how you feel, how you feel. 25, sitting on 25 mil. I'm in the building, and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'ma do it for the Bay. Okay, getting paid. We'll holler whenever that stop. My team good. We don't really need a mascot. Tell tune, light one. Pass it like a relay. YMCB. What is YMCMB?
YMCMB.
YMCMB, you niggas, more YMCA. Me, Freddie, and Marley Marr at the crib. Oh, what the heck kind of music? This is... Shout goes out to Nico, Jay, and Chubbs. Shouts to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She knows even if I'm effing with her, I don't really need her. That's how you feel, man. That's really how you feel. Because the pimping ice cold and these bitches want to chill. I mean, maybe she won't, but then maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she knows the deal. Real nigga, what's up? That's some good music. That's some good music there. Yeah. You know who'll record this next? Tony Bennett.
Man. Oh, yeah, he will.
Watch him swipe this up for his next album.
How do they get internet access at school in sixth grade?
That's what she wants to know.
Unless,
well, no, he already had it on his phone.
No. She says they download, they swap. They one kid shows another one, and he downloads it on his phone at school.
Oh, I guess he's got.
Already had it on his phone.
Oh,
she says, well, she says they have kids can get internet access on their phones at school.
Well, yeah, all phones have a data package. If it has data on it,
you may be blocking computer stuff, but you're not blocking them from getting
their
phones.
No,
she's got a good point. You think you're blocking stuff because they're at school?
Nope.
Thank you, Ann, for sending me that. It's been a long time since I got to read some real lyrics. I think the last really good lyrics I read were something from some Sound of Music or something. This is just right up there.
That was touching.
I like getting brain, though.
Getting brain. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This joke, David, thank you for sending this joke. He said, I can't recall if you've ever told this. I've told this joke probably 30, 40 times in my life, but it has been a couple of years. So, David, thank you for reminding me. Time to play it again. Getting toward the end of a round of golf. One of two guys, we'll call him Dave. He hits a ball in the woods, and it goes over into a patch of buttercups. He's over there trying to get the ball back in play, and he's thrashing the club, slinging buttercups, trying to hit that ball, killing every buttercup in the patch. And all of a sudden, a puff of smoke comes, and a genie pops up. She says, I am Mother Nature. Do you know how long it took me to make those buttercups? For what you have done with your golf club to these buttercups, you will never have butter again. No butter. The taste of it will be so rancid to your tongue you will throw up. You're not going to have popcorn on your butter. You're not going to have butter on your toast. You're not going to have butter for the rest of your life. That is your punishment for the way you treated these buttercups with that golf club of yours. And then, puff, she's gone. After this guy recovers from the shock, he yells to his friend, Fred, where are you? Fred says, I shanked one. I'm over here in the pussy willows. He says, don't swing that club!
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. They've cleared that accident northbound 270 north of Dorset Road. All lanes are now open, but traffic is jammed pretty solid from Ladue up through Dorset. And then the two right lanes stay slow from Dorset up through McKelvey. Now, we have a new accident. It's on northbound 55. It's just across from the park exit, and you've got the left lane blocked. Traffic is backed up to 44, and then 44 is also backed up a little bit east of Jefferson. Southbound 270, that's slow now, south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, because of that accident on northbound 270, still running pretty good, just now starting to get a little bit heavy as you make your way from 170 through New Florissant. And westbound 70 at Zumbel, we have got an accident, a lane is blocked, and I can see traffic is jammed back to 5th Street. And this traffic report, it's brought to you by the Art Institute of St. Louis. Bring your ideas to life at the Art Institute of St. Louis. Visit stlouis.artinstitutes.edu or just give them a call at 1-800-411-3474 today. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Damn this traffic jam.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It is ugly, that is for sure. First of all, they're still working to clear this accident. Eastbound 4064, just east of Mason. Two left lanes are blocked, two right getting through. You're backed up into Chesterfield Valley, back by the smokehouse.
Damn this traffic jam.
Hear about it first on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm Joe Nevins, president of Smart Wholesale Lending. We've all heard the news about the Smart Loan, and lots of homeowners just like you have been calling and asking the questions. Will this help me? Can this save me money? Can you help me today? And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. And with fixed rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no payments until end of summer, it's never been easier to save you money. Call us today about the Smart Loan, 314-821-9898. 821-9898. I know refinancing your home or buying a home can be one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. At Smart Wholesale Lending, we understand that. It's our promise to make sure you get the best mortgage possible. And with fixed rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no payments until end of summer, the time is now. Call us today at 314-821-9898. That's 314-821-9898. Or apply online at smartwholesalelending.com.
All of your hopes and all of your dreams and all that you need to help you succeed is Smart Wholesale Lending.
NMLS number 257970.
Jim is 38. Mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $18 a month. Jim's wife, Deidre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-600-6754. That's 1-800-600-6754. 1-800-600-6754. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the charming community known as Old Webster in Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of Old Webster, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Milagro Modern Mexican, located in Old Webster Groves, offers chef-inspired Mexican food, which has earned them numerous awards as St. Louis's best Mexican restaurant. With traditional Mexican fare in a contemporary setting that's casual and family-friendly, they have great happy hour specials, amazing margaritas, local craft beer, and the best tequila selection in St. Louis. Milagro is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner, and now open for Sunday brunch. To view their menus or to make a reservation, visit them online at milagromodernmexican.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They're just steps away from your car in Old Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagined in Old Webster. Go to shopoldwebster.com.
Problem. You're sneezing, wheezing. It's dusty. Yuck. Think you can have a clean, healthy home with a portable air purifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air Cleaner, you'll capture teensy tiny particles in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's clean, it's healthy. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Hoffman Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning, serving the St. Louis metro area, or visit HoffmanBROS.com.
If your trees have suffered damage from the recent storms, don't trust just anyone to come to your door with a truck and a chainsaw. You need Allen's Tree Service. They're a third-generation company with 30-plus years of experience. They are fully insured. Don't risk getting sued by those fly-by-night tree services. Call Allen's Tree Service today for a free estimate at 636-332-5535. 636-332-5535. Or online at allenstreeservice.com. For everything green, call the Allen's team.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And at Lane House, we trust all our siding business to Royal Building Products and their good, better, best siding options to meet all design choices and budgets. The choice is yours. Use Haven Insulated Siding to save on your monthly bill. Or choose Royal Woodland 25-foot panel for 50% fewer laps. Or Journeyman Select, the only panel in the industry with a double lifetime warranty, including hail. Call Lane House at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000.
A penny saved, a dollar stretched. However you measure your hard-earned money, you'll find great value at Midas. From advanced engine diagnostics and major repairs to oil changes, brakes and tires, trust the experts at Midas to give you more, with service options that respect you and your budget, all under one convenient roof. Midas. Total car care, total customer care.
Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001.
$7.99 for prime rib and baked potato tonight
at Iacovelli's
in Florissant. The same succulent prime rib they serve every day. It's just $7.99 tonight only
at Iacovelli's.
A great place for great steaks at great prices. Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at Iacovelli's.com.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard Sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Tiny bubble. Well, you know what that song means. Time to go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans. Brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. This is all we ask. Before you make a decision, on who's going to remodel your kitchen or bathroom or home entertainment room. Just do us a favor, do yourselves a favor, and take a look at what Thompson Price can do. Go to thompsonprice.com. Here is Mike Evans.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Homer.
What up, homie?
What up?
How you doing, man?
Doing great.
Good. Hey, we start off with a pot quiz question. See what you think of this one. Bruce Springsteen never goes out of town without his mom, his doctor, or his dog. I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Final White House correspondent dinner stuff, Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Was invited to the White House correspondent dinner. She did a Pasadena when she heard that she'd be sitting at the same table as Lindsay Lohan. Jessica said thanks, but no thanks. And it wasn't just Greta Van Susteren's invitation to Lindsay and Kim Kardashian and other stars. It was Greta Van Susteren's bazillionaire husband's money that got her done. Those invitations cost about $10,000 each.
Whoa.
They don't come cheap. Love Nuggets, Gerard Butler goes to a lot of Laker games. But it isn't because he likes the Lakers. It's because he likes hitting on the Laker cheerleaders.
Well, who wouldn't?
Have you seen the Laker cheerleaders?
No, they're some of the best in the league, aren't they?
Oh, they're gorgeous. Pregnancy rumors, if Katie Holmes isn't pregnant, she's trying. Their daughter, Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes' little six-year-old daughter, Suri, keeps telling people, I'm going to get a little baby brother or baby sister. So either the parents have told her, or they forgot and left the door open, and she's figured that out.
Oh, yeah. A baby alien.
Katy Perry. Has sold her New York City condominium, and she and Russell Brand, it was a condominium that she and Russell called their love nest.
Oh, man. Are you okay?
I don't know. It's sad that it's sold and they're not together again. Katie's moving back to Los Angeles. Katie also wants to segue from pop to country music.
Really?
Yep.
Sometimes women see things we don't see, like this Russell Brand. But even my wife, the other day, they showed him on TV, and even my wife said, what would any woman, especially Katy Perry, see in that goofy-looking guy?
I know.
Is she serious?
Oh, of course she's serious.
A lot of women think he's fabulous.
I know. I think it's that accent, and he's charismatic. I think he's goofy.
I can't believe it. I think he's talent,
absolute,
ugly.
I agree.
Oh, get a haircut. Come on, get it fixed.
Take a bath.
I did. Anyway.
No.
TV News, Ryan Seacrest has signed another contract. This one to do special assignments for the Today Show. And Ryan Seacrest has also sold a sitcom to ABC TV.
Oh, man.
Starring Kim Kardashian, who is quietly taking acting lessons. Hey, I got to tell you, when I think of comedy, I think of Ryan Seacrest.
Hey, how old is Ryan Seacrest?
He's 34.
Wow.
Or 36. He's 36. And some sports shorts. Justin Bieber is a golf nut, plays a lot of golf with his buddy, Justin Timberlake, and his pro golf buddy, Bubba Watson. And Bieber loves Tiger Woods so much that Justin is going to take time off to go to watch Tiger play in the British Open. And finally... I tried to speed it through.
He still looks like
Mike Tyson would spell it out for you. I am a professional.
Never mind.
Bieber still looks like he's 12 years old.
I know he does. Bruce Springsteen never goes out of town without his mom, his doctor, or his dog.
Tina.
Oh, crap. I'm going to say mom.
That wasn't one of the options.
Well, you almost slept with it, for goodness sake.
I'm going to say mom.
I'm going to say dog.
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 The answer is dog.
Tina.
Mike Evans, see ya.
All right, Tina, you know our new deal.
Oh, man.
When you mess up like that, you will meet me after the show in the punishment room, okay? You'll be there. Don't be late. Right. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, thompsonprice.com. I get... probably over the years more email about Ballast Dental Care than anybody else who's ever been on the air with us. And I think the reason for that is when somebody finally goes to the dentist, and they haven't been for a long time. And they also find that not only was it not a scary, horrible experience, it was a great experience, they want to tell the whole world, and they especially want to tell me because they heard about it here. It makes me feel good, they feel good, Ballast Dental Care feels, everybody feels good, everybody wins. So I say to you, and here's who I'm talking to right now. I'm talking to you, if you have a dentist and you're not thrilled about it, you're still apprehensive, you still dread going, get out of there. If you dread going to the dentist, you're in the wrong place. If you don't have a dentist, I'm talking to you, and you haven't been for so long that now you're embarrassed, and this is not the answer, by the way, is to continue not to go just because you're embarrassed, you're afraid you might, and when they say, well, how long since you've been to a dentist, and you have to put down 15 years, they have seen worse. Believe me, you're not going to be the first. I'm talking to you if your dentist is retiring or has retired or moved away, or if you just moved to town. You have to establish a few things. Where's the closest dry cleaner? Where am I going to get my groceries? Where are we going to go to the dentist? Ballast Dental Care. And if your question is, well, how do you know so much about it? 39 years. 39 years. That's how long I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care. I know a lot about Ballast Dental Care. And I know that finally you can put away the anxiety and the fear and the dread. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
With your Golden Oaklandian airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. Well, they've cleared that accident off to the right shoulder on westbound 70 just after Zumbel. The traffic is pretty well jammed up now from the Blanchette Bridge through Zumbel. Once you get beyond there, it looks good as you make your way through St. Charles County out to TRUs. On northbound 55 just after 44, I believe that all lanes are now open. They still have a car or a tow truck off on the left shoulder. So everything should be starting to thin out there. Westbound 4064, that's jamming up from Kings Highway out to McCausland, then again from 270 through Mason. But it looks pretty good until you hit the Chesterfield Airport Road after the Boone Bridge. You hit stop-and-go traffic there. Southbound 270 is just now slow from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. And this report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers, Toyota Owners. Through May, visit your participating Toyota Dealers Spring Tire Event, where every brand of tire is on sale. Toyota has the right tires at competitive prices. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
Well, if I were you, I'd always listen to the Steve Cochran Show. And on tonight's exciting action-packed edition, the full Peter Bergen interview. This is the CNN terrorism contributor who's just written a new book called Manhunt, The Search for Bin Laden. Amazing stuff on how it went down and how we got him. The full interview tonight.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job, but I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that. So I called AIG Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $17 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-500-1092.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-500-1092. 1-800-500-1092.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Are your old speakers gathering dust, or are you ready for an upgrade? This is David Young, president of the Sound Room. During the month of May, trade in your old speakers and get $200 towards the purchase of a new set starting at $599. We carry the top brands from B&W, Paradigm, and Totem. The Sound Room experts will be right there to answer all of your questions, and we guarantee our prices. The Sound Room is your local home theater and technology specialist, located at 1661 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield. Get the same price and better advice at the Sound Room. For more information, visit thesoundroom.com.
Everybody have a good time today?
Yeah.
Well, I sure did. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Hope you can join us. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
From a